You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, congratulations. You've just released your debut EP, That's Camp, on May 10th. That's so awesome. It's a great EP and we've been loving listening to it.
It's so sick. It's
okay,
so cool.
Thank you.
No worries. And so you've just had your release party in Pōneke over the weekend. How was that? How has the response been so far?
On Friday, it was amazing. It sold out, which was great because I've only lived here for like a year and a half, but it's kind of testament to the music scene down here. There's a lot to kind of offer. And there's a lot of space down here, I think, for music gigs. So it was amazing. Yeah, it was packed. So I couldn't be more happy.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome. And you've represented Aotearoa as a dancer and started releasing music in early 2023. What made you really want to pursue and get into music?
Well, I suppose I've always had like a love for music coming from like a dance background. So I've always felt like super connected to sounds and music and how that kind of makes me want to move or create. And it was one of those weird things that just kind of happened. I came up with a little hook in my head for Leather Daddy. And at that time I had a flatmate moving in who had studied in music. So we kind of collabed on the song. And initially I was just kind of doing it as an experiment. It wasn't meant to really be anything. And then when we smashed the song out, like in 3 hours, I sat there and I was like, holy shit, this is actually something. And then like 3 weeks later, I had the video made. And then, just kind of came up with the idea for the EP. And it's just been quite a natural progression. So creatively, it's been amazing for me to kind of step outside, just dance, and then focus on music and dance and live shows, and it kind of adds this whole other creative element to it.
No, that's so cool. And That's Camp feels like this really cool kind of celebration of the queer experience, while also kind of challenging stereotypes and narratives of queer people, touching on some complex topics that come with that experience, such as In Plastic and FEM Man, both songs that represent concepts of beauty standards and the misogyny femme-presenting men face from other queer men. How would you kind of summarise what this EP is about for you?
Totally. I suppose for me it was just around, I wanted to create something that was super authentic to myself. So people always ask me, like, who was your inspiration for these kind of things or for the EP? But I really wanted to go into the studio and make these musics without kind of being inspired by anything else other than my own experiences. And so I think that was really important for me to be able to piece together a body of work that was like super authentic to who I am. And so weirdly enough, the songs just came about in different kind of spaces and times. And they were just kind of reflections on certain aspects of myself or my past. It just kind of happened to work all together and create this really amazing body of work. You know, when you listen to the EP from start to finish, it kind of takes you on a bit of a journey, but also each song encapsulates different parts of sounds that I enjoy in electronic and dance music as well.
And also, do you have a particular song on the EP that feels particularly special to you, or that is maybe your secret favourite that you want to speak about?
Yeah, for sure. My favourite would definitely have to be Neon World. I think, because it's a journey, the song from start to finish. One of my best friends coming on and doing the vocals and kind of adding this really ethereal sound to it. And the most amazing thing about that song is that it wasn't even called Neon World, and it was a completely different song when I went into the studio. But I didn't really like how it was kind of coming together. And so me and my producer worked together and I rewrote the song that day. And the idea was kind of born, and it kind of, you know, happened quite naturally again. But it was one of those things where you go and you think you have an idea and a concept, and then you come out the other end with something completely different that's even better than what you kind of initially thought.
So speaking more about your new single, this is the single that you released, and it is a collaboration with R&B singer Kishir. Is there a reason why you wanted to collaborate with them, and what was that process like?
The most amazing thing about the EP is that I did want to do collaborations on it. And with Plastic, I got my friend Chrissy on it, who's a rapper, and I really wanted to play with this, explore this idea of like how house music and rap could kind of come together.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking on the lines of Plastic, you know, like it's about autonomy, and she's had work done and she's very proud of it, and you know, and that, so that was an amazing collab. And then with Neon World, me and Kashi have been friends for years, and so I've been always one of her biggest fans, and she's one of the most incredible female vocalists. So when I kind of had the idea for Neon World, it was just like, you need to come on and do a song. Mm-hmm. And at first she was just going to do some like ethereal sounds in the back, but then when we got into the studio, we were like, why don't you have a verse? And so we wrote the studio, and it just worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I absolutely love when you listen to a song and it's a collaboration and you later find out that they're friends. I feel like it's so beautiful.
It's so wholesome. It's so wholesome.
Yeah. And that's the amazing thing, you know, like this whole body of work was made in Whanganui, which is my hometown, which is really special to me. You know, my producer was my flatmate, now one of my closest friends, and I've got to collaborate with two of my closest friends as well. So it's so awesome.
Yeah, so cool. And just to kind of summarise for our listeners, where can we find more of your music and listen to That's Camp?
Yeah, so you can find it on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, and then obviously me on socials, there's links everywhere. So yeah, all major streaming platforms.
Awesome. Yeah, that's all we have today. Thank you so much, Arden, for speaking with us.
No,
congratulations on your EP.
Yeah, it is very good.
Joel and I have this habit of ending our shows with
a bit of house electro.
With house, like... something that's going to get us dancing in the studio. So this is a great new track to put on our rotation.
Yeah, definitely.
Yay. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much. That was Arden England speaking to us yesterday. Thank you so much, Arden, and congratulations. Beautiful EP. We're just so excited for you. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to play Neon World, which we spoke about in the interview. It's our personal favorite off the EP, and it's also the new single. And it's the one with Kishia, which we were speaking about as well. Here's that song.
Finally, the freedom I needed is mine. Lost in this moment between space and time. I feel the colors and lines of the sky. I feel the water, it's boiling me deep. Waited so long just to feel this release. Take me. Thank you.
Neon World by Arden England and Kishia.
Amazing track.
Amazing track. Amazing EP. Congratulations again, Arden. Thank you again so much for speaking with us.
Yes. Yeah, so that was from his new single from his new EP, That's Camp. Mm-hmm. You can, like you said in the interview, you can listen to it anywhere, iTunes, Spotify. So go ahead and give that a listen, mm-hmm. maybe on the way to work or wherever you're going.
I feel like that's a
very,
great, like,
very camp, like,
going out song.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, very exciting.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.